Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. There's new livestock in town helping scientists detect radiation levels or find people underneath rubble. It's the much maligned cockroach. A team at NC State University has figured out how to remotely control cockroaches and equip them with tiny electronic backpacks and sensors. Alper Boskrit is assistant professor of electrical and computer engineering at NC State, and he leads this research on roach biotics and joins us now. Welcome, professor.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Why do cockroaches have to do all the work? Why'd you choose them?
Basically, it has been a dream for robotics engineers to build a very small centimeter or inch scale robots. And unfortunately, we do not have that capability. And when we look at the history, before having our cars or our motorcycles, we have been using horses or oxen. So we have been benefiting from the muscle power of the animals. Now we are looking at the same strategy, and we are trying to use the cockroach's muscle power to carry our tiny payloads for us.
I'm going to guess the cockroach does not respond to training and reward the same way an ox or a horse does. So how do you get them to go where you need them to go?
What we do is we directly implant electrodes to their neural system, to their sensors, and we send really tiny pulses to stimulate those regions. And this basically creates an artificial or visual image in front of the cockroach, and it tries to avoid that.
And you can steer a cockroach in this way? You can make a cockroach go left, right, go forward?
Yes, we can draw a line on the ground, an S-shape line, and we can make the cockroach closely follow that. And we don't have any human control. Computers see where the cockroach is, and then it sends the command signals, and it makes the cockroach to follow the line.
Well, the Department of Energy is interested in what you're doing. What are you going to be up to with the government?
So one of the things that we are planning to use this for is trying to find out whether there is any leakage in a nuclear plant or not. They carry tiny sensors, and whatever sensor you put on it, it becomes useful for something. And in this application, we are planning to put tiny radiation detectors, and we try to look for the leakages in nuclear-based storage facilities.
Professor Alper Boskrit, assistant professor of electrical and computer engineering at North Carolina State University. You know, people are going to roll their eyes when I talk about ethics with cockroaches, but, you know, we train dolphins to detect harbor mines, train dogs certainly to sniff out drugs and bombs and do all kinds of work for us. People have very little problem with working animals, but these animals you're not training, you're taking over their minds. You're playing puppet master with them. Is there an ethical dimension to what you're doing?
First of all, people are generally okay with working animals as long as we are not hurting them. And biologically, there is no way we can hurt a cockroach in the sense that they don't have the pain receptors as we have it, and they don't have the necessary pain circuits. Therefore, it is suggested that they don't perceive the pain as we experience it. And the second thing is we are actually trying to promote this understanding to respect animals, especially insects. We kill insects very easily in our homes, but they have a role in our ecosystem. And we try to promote this respect towards insects. You know what happened when the bees disappeared from our ecosystem a couple of years ago? So cockroaches has a role, even if we don't appreciate it. And they are beautiful when you look at their design. As engineers, we are amazed with the structure and function of these little creepy crawlers.
Well, please do not pet the seeing eye dogs and bomb-sniffing dogs that you see in public places. And please don't pet Alper Boskrit's cockroaches. Little tiny vests for them, Professor, please?
Yes, we are basically building tiny backpacks.
We'll look forward to seeing the design of those too. Alper Boskrit, Assistant Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering at NC State University. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.